February 1995. At the end of the second week in February, I left the American President movie set in California and boarded a plane for New York. The babies weren't due until March, but, as Tracy's obstetrician told us, it's easier to get two Volkswagens out of a garage than two Buicks, so he recommended inducing birth a month early. We still had no idea about the sex of the babies, but we did know from the amnio that they were identical. So whatever they were, boys or girls, Tracy would be delivering a matched set. On February 15, 1995, we met our twin daughters. The firstborn was tiny and white as alabaster, and the second, 8 minutes younger, was a pound heavier and a lurid purple color. Something called twin-to-twin transfusion had been happening in utero, whereby one twin had been nearly monopolizing the blood supply. Happily, in a matter of weeks after delivery, the two girls were equally healthy. We named the smaller, older baby Aquina, the Wampanoag Indian name for the town in Martha's Vineyard where we'd spent many summers. We wanted a colorful name for this pale, delicate little creature, and Aquina, according to one translation, literally means beautiful colors by the sea. The younger girl we called Skylar, a Dutch name meaning scholar or teacher. I had been learning something important about life over the course of this year of miracles, and the birth of the twins brought the teaching all the way home. During the long, agonizing period following my diagnosis, when Tracy, for reasons that are obvious to me now, was reluctant to consider adding to our family, I'd grown bitter from regret. That time is lost now, I told myself, and so is the child we might have had. Now we've been given two beautiful infant daughters. This was the lesson. It wasn't for me to fret about time or loss, but to appreciate each day, move forward, and have faith that something larger was at work, something with its own sense of timing and balance.